Kiss FM, the number one hit music station, Oriente, according to you. It's McPop in the morning. Scattered flurries today. Less than an inch of accumulation. High 31. Right now, we are at 26 degrees. Coming up, chance to win a Coors Light weekend starter pack for our Cavallo's 501 party happening Friday. Cavallo's, 40 Genesee Street, New Hartford, on the deck. I'll be broadcasting live from 5:01 until 7 o'clock. Work ends at 5. The weekend starts and the party starts at 5:01. 5:01 party at Cavallo's, courtesy of Coors Light. Details on that at cnykiss.com. So being in this business, you have the opportunity to interview a bunch of people and meet a bunch of people. And sometimes when you do interviews, there are certain things that you can and can't talk about. It just, it is what it is. Let me find the email here. I've done interviews where certain things are not to be talked about. And of course, it's like, you know, a little kid, you go to a little kid and see, like, you see that toy right there? Don't play with that toy. You can play with any toy, but that toy. Don't touch that toy. And what's that kid want to do? Well, I want to touch the toy. I want to touch the toy. So it's the same thing with jocks. When you get a chance to interview somebody and you say, okay, you can interview somebody, but don't talk about this. Like Amy Fisher. Okay, you can talk to Amy Fisher. Don't talk about her shooting Mary Jo Buttafuoco in the head. That's happened with David Lee Roth. Okay, here's David Lee Roth. Don't talk about Van Halen. Wayne Brady. Yes, Wayne Brady. Who was really mean, by the way. Hey, here's Wayne Brady. Don't talk about Whose Line and don't ask him to do any song parodies on the fly. Really? Wayne Brady? Here's the stapler guy from Office Space. Don't talk about Office Space. So, late yesterday, I had the opportunity to talk to Tom DeLonge and David Kenny. Tom DeLonge, of course, is from the band, the world-famous band, Blink-182, one of the biggest bands in the world. And here's the email I get with it. I understand that Tom is famous for Blink and being in Blink-182, but anything more than one Blink question is just a little too much. David Kennedy will also be in the interview. We'd love to make sure he gets some love, too. But this is an Angels and Airwaves interview. I assure you, when there is a new Blink album, Tom will do interviews and will come back. Also, can we encourage the DJs to ask at least one question to David? That's from the publicists. So I get Tom DeLonge from Blink-182 and David Kennedy from this band Angels and Airwaves. And I can't ask about Blink-182, and I have to make sure that I ask a couple questions to David so he doesn't feel left out. Dude, that's what happens when you're in a band with someone who's famous for being in another band. And everyone else, nobody knows. All right, so anyway, here it is from yesterday. My interview with Tom DeLonge from Blink-182, where I cannot talk about... It's like Fight Club. The first rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club. Here's Tom DeLonge, and the first rule is you don't talk about Blink-182. Here you go.